Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Kingdom Minds. My name is Karis.
And my name is David.
Yeah, and this is a podcast in which we talk about Kingdom Hearts and also the Kingdom of God. So, to begin with, we are going to do our Creator Spotlight segment, which is a thing that we started last time. And this week we are going to chat about a creator who I believe, I'm not quite sure how you pronounce this username. I should have checked this. I think it's Lucio or.
I wasn't quite sure about that either, to be honest.
I don't know.
Lucio. I think it's Lucio.
Let's go with Lucio, right? Or whatever. I don't know. Lucio or on Twitter. So I also don't know if Lucio is a man or woman or neither, because they don't have their pronouns in their bio. So I'm just going to refer to Lucio as Lucio. So they're a modder. I was first introduced to them because they posted a picture of Kairi and Sora on Twitter with a giant pence in the background.
That was a Neo Genesis reference, I think.
Yes, so I realized this when I looked at the comments, because to begin with, I just thought Pence's hair was like the Sydney Opera House. I did not see him until I looked at the comments and was like, oh, maybe that's what this is.
Let's describe it for the people who maybe haven't seen it yet. Just picture Sora and Kairi on the beach of Destiny Islands and just a giant Pence face just off in the horizon, laying down horizontally, and they're just staring at him off in the distance.
It's amazing.
Pretty epic.
Super funny. It's really good. I saw this meme just floating around on Twitter, and I was like, what is this? I need to check it out. So it turns out that, Lucio and also 13th Vessel and a bunch of other modders. Mm-hmm. I've been playing around with this debug mode that has surfaced in the Kingdom Hearts modding community. So I don't know if you've heard
Kingdom
about
Hearts,
it.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 2.5 debug mode just leaked or surfaced somehow. Yeah. I don't know if it was leaked or hacked or what have you, but anyway, the debug mode lets you do whatever the developers can do on the game, which is essentially swap out characters for the purpose of testing the game. So you can swap out pretty much any character you want. You can change their sizes and put them in any location in the game, pretty much. So Lucio was able to do a lot of really fun and really weird and funny things with the debug menu.
Yeah, because someone discovered it. It's the E3 2014 kiosk demo for Kingdom Hearts 2.5 HD Remix, which has this debug menu in it. So yeah, it just lets you insert random stuff into weird places. And Lucio, I was checking it out, has a video called Debug Shenanigans. And they actually had Sora fighting Heartless on the world map screen, which I thought was crazy. I was that is so cool that you can do that. And Sora running around Christmas Town, fighting a bunch of Zhaldans and a whole bunch of random steamboats from Timeless River just kind of show up and intersect each other, and he's clipping through it. I don't know, it's a good time. And he can make different characters walk around in the air, look like they're floating, but they're just doing their normal walk cycle. It's a good time. I thought it was really funny. So, and there are a few other modders that are doing this as well, but it was Lucio's video that brought it to my attention, I guess. And then I saw 13th Vessel did a whole video about it, other people. But yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. And in reference to Pence, there's a really great little scene in there with Pence that I don't want to spoil for people, but you have to go watch video to see it. You might fall out of your chair laughing when you see it.
Hello friends, Editing Karis from the future, just hopping in to clarify that David is actually referring to 13th Vessel's video Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix debug reveal. Yeah, just wanted to clarify so you're all aware that is what we are mentioning. So with that out of the way and clarified, let's get back to the show.
Oh, it's so good. And he also shows up in the video the 13th Vessel did as well. And I thought that was funny. So yeah, everybody loves Pence. He's a great character and good for memes in debug mode. So go check out Luju. Yeah. We have links in the show notes as well.
Yeah, it's L-U-S-E-U. Lusu.
Yeah, good stuff. Also, if you listeners have suggestions of cool Kingdom Hearts creators that we can shout out in future episodes, let us know. You can tweet at us or find us on Facebook as well. Sweet.
All right, well, that's it for this segment. And we're going to finish off here with the second part of our interview with BioRoxxus, who again was an amazing guy. Mm-hmm. And we're super grateful for him to come on the program. Hopefully we'll be able to do that again sometime.
Absolutely. And if you haven't listened to part one, you should check that out also.
All right, well, here's part two.
I also wanted to ask, do you have any like advice for smaller Kingdom Hearts creators or like things that you want to impart to us?
I would say I did get some advice on the Spaghetti Bros podcast. I don't remember what advice I gave though, so I'll try to give something different.
It's fine.
I would just say like be like as consistent as you can and connect with the audience that you have. So if you get out episodes every 6 weeks, then like be consistent about those 6 weeks. If like consistency is so important, especially for small creators, and connecting with the audience that you do have. Cause I think a lot of times when people start out, they want to hit that like high bar. And so they want to be treated like, you know, an influencer. They want to be treated like this. And like, I mean, I don't know. I'm always like proponent for like, just like interact with your community, no matter like how big you are. And like, even if you can't even do it a whole lot, but like just interact. I mean, that's why your community is there, is because they like you and they like what you do. So like show that you appreciate that.
Absolutely. 100%. We appreciate our listeners so much from the bottom of our hearts. That's really helpful. And I don't know. I do want to be more consistent and do episodes more regularly. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's something I want to try and do the next year, like in the new year type thing.
It's hard. It's really tough. Yeah. Especially like just with life and with 2020. Like 2020 is probably the worst year to consent to this.
Yes.
Just because like life has just been insane. There's so much extra stress and depression pretty much for everything that's happening. Like get on you for even continuing to do this, because life feels dire right now, kind of.
I mean, I feel like selfish and stuff, but I'm like, I just want to be able to get on a plane and go somewhere. Like, is that too much to ask? Yes. Okay, that's
fine. Me and my wife yesterday were me and my wife were talking about flying the other day because we want to travel, and can't right now because of certain sicknesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say I've been separated from my fiance who lives overseas, so I haven't seen each other since December.
Oh no. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Just able to talk online. It's been rough, but we're hopeful. We know God has a purpose in all this.
Distance is so tough. So it's really cool to see that you guys are working through that.
Yeah. So we also wanted to ask, are you currently working on any other projects besides what you normally do?
I am, yeah. I don't know how much I can talk about. Because I like to... So there's a psychological thing. So if you talk about projects and then you get affirmation for it, you're less likely to finish those projects because mm-hmm. your brain gets the same like dopamine rush that you would from like actually completing it and producing it.
That's wild.
So I'm always careful about like how much I talk about. But one of the projects is I want to work on a cover song.
Ooh.
I want to kind of broaden my horizons because I used to be super into music. I love music. And
so, fun.
So I might possibly be collaborating with like Project Astadi and a couple other musicians in doing a medley of Don't Think Twice and Simple and Clean and like an acoustic kind of rendition of it.
That's really exciting.
So that's nice. Exciting.
I love covers.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. And then I've had this idea on the back burner for like 6 months, but in the counseling program, I've learned how to use like the DSM-5, which is like the, oh God, it just left my brain. It's for diagnosing disorders.
Okay.
It's like something, is it disorder statistical manual? Something like that. Diagnostic statistical manual.
Sounds right to me.
DSM-5. I think that's right. And so I want to use that in like diagnose someone with schizophrenia. So, because in Kingdom Hearts 1, there's like a ton of evidence to like point to that he's just like homeless in Traverse Town, like dreaming up all these Disney worlds that he watched as a kid.
What?
And so I want to make that video.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Can't wait for that.
Hopefully this week I'll be able to produce it because I have like 3 or 4 days off from work for fall break. So I'm like, I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna make this video, hopefully.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I also wanted to ask you, if you weren't making YouTube videos for Kingdom Hearts, like what else would you be doing in life? I know you've got your internship, so I guess that, I'd imagine. Or not. I don't know.
Maybe I'd be in a band, or I always talk about this with my wife, but like I'm always working. Like I don't know how to relax. Mm-hmm. So if I wasn't doing YouTube, right now I'd probably be like trying to learn how to do art because I love art and drawing, and I think that's a really cool skill to have.
That's awesome.
Probably go for like a PhD.
Nice. Well, I really want to do a master's, but I'm also like I have no reason to. Like I don't have a thing in mind, so yeah. I probably won't do that, but I don't know, maybe one day. I'm trying to apply for jobs and I'm like, I've got a film degree.
Oh dude, nice.
Yeah, it's completely not useful in any way, but it's fine.
That's a 4-year degree, right? That's kind of helpful.
Sure. What do you play? I'm really curious.
Yes. Music. So I grew up playing violin.
Oh.
Learned guitar, not classical, just like contemporary. I can play piano, ukulele kind of counts as guitar, and drums. I can sing.
Well,
and
could be your own band.
You could.
I know, right? Well, I used to like, not intern, but I used to work at like a music studio for my drum teacher. And so I'd like get not free reign, but I'd be able to like on my off time just record and do all the different instruments and make some songs. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Exciting. You play everything.
Not very well. Like I just have a rudimentary knowledge of all of it.
Yeah. I used to play flute in high school, but I was never any good. I do like singing though. It's a good time.
Cool. Well, lastly here before we wrap up, I want to ask, what do you see as kind of the future for the Kingdom Hearts series as a whole?
Good question. I would love to see more. For the future of Kingdom Hearts, I think I'd like to see more of these like branching out games.
Yes.
Like I would love to see a more diverse, like I'd love to see like Kingdom Hearts broaden its horizons as a franchise. But it looks like depending on how Melody of Memory does, like it looks like they're making those steps towards diversifying and kind of changing up the gameplay to reach like a bigger audience. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, like they have books, manga, like hopefully one day they'll have an anime or some kind of cartoon series.
I would flippin' love that.
Right? Yes. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
And like there's always people that are like, no one asked for a rhythm game. I'm like, someone did. Otherwise they wouldn't be like, doing I like it. That.
Oh yeah, Yoko Shimomura, I think. Did you guys see that interview? Where they were like, she like gave the OST to the head of someone or something. I'm like, please make this a game.
Yep. So cool. I love that. I love that dedication.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I think I agree. I can see a series, I think, blowing up pretty big probably in the next few years, becoming more mainstream.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, well, Kingdom Hearts 3, like, they had, like, ads playing in theaters and, like, billboards. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this thing we've been excited for so long is, like, getting traction. I feel validated in some way in my life for liking this thing that people now care about. Yeah, it was cool. Mm. Very exciting.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid and people would, like, I'd like hang out with friends and be like, oh, what's your favorite game? Like, oh, I love Kingdom Hearts. And they're like, what? No, it's like Call of Duty. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not really a gamer in any way. Like, Kingdom Hearts is pretty much it for me. I mean, I have been playing Genshin. I'm not gonna lie. But
Genshin's
but it's like, I don't... Games in general, I'm just kind of like, eh. Just want to play Kingdom Hearts. Mm. Which, I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. Like, on one hand, I'm like, I like this. I know I like it, so I'm going to stick with it. Mm. But I'm also like, I'm sure there's other things that I would enjoy. So I should branch out. I mean, I did play Final Fantasy VII Remake this year, and it was incredible.
Did you like it? Oh, it's so good.
It was so good. I never played the original, so I was so confused by, like, the ending.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, even people that played it were like,
yes.
Even people that played the original were confused.
Yeah, so
I can't imagine someone that doesn't have any knowledge of it playing that.
Yeah, it was wild. It was so bizarre. <I'm> like,
well, yeah, because you don't know, like, because there's all those, like, what is it, like the psychic visions that Cloud has throughout the game.
Yeah,
have you looked up anything about it? Or
I have, and I kind of am aware that there was like some form of like other timeline or whatever. I don't know, some such thing. I'm like, I guess this will be crazy, explained. Yeah. So yeah, I am going to play the original. I have bought it on Steam.
Nice, nice. Yeah. There's like three other games too that you have to play.
Yeah, like...
Because there's a whole like world of Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wild, so much. So I'm like, I like TRPGs. What else do I like? I don't know. But do I want to spend money to find out that I don't like it? Not really. So I'll just stick with what I like. That's kind of like...
For sure, yeah.
That's kind of like where my mind goes. Like, despite all this, I work in a video game store. So it's very easy for me to access any game I could possibly want to play. But I just don't have the time or really the energy. I'm like, this takes so long.
Yeah.
I'm just very lazy. Anyway, so yeah, that's where I'm at with Kingdom Hearts is my thing. So yeah, you never know. Maybe I get into more things. Maybe that can be
I only have time to stick with one game at a time.
Yeah, actually, Bio, recommend me a game and I'll play it. Whatever you want.
Oh God, that's a lot of pressure.
She likes RPGs.
Yes.
RPGs. Have you played Nier?
No.
Nier Automata? That's a really good one.
Okay, I'll play that.
Or Bloodborne. That one's kind of dark and, like, it's not really horror, but it's, like, kind of horror.
Yeah, I'm not really a horror person, but it is the spooky season, so maybe I'll give it a bash.
Bloodborne's good. That's, like, one of my favorites.
Awesome.
It's very dark, very bloody, though.
Amazing.
Very gruesome, so.
We'll give it a bash, and I shall see if I like it.
Do you guys stream, or?
Not currently. Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Do you guys have, like, the internet for it? That's usually, like, a big barrier.
Well, I have a PC that I built this year, and I was like to my friend, I want to build like the cheapest PC I possibly can for like £300 that will edit podcasts, will let me play like The Sims 3 And like, that's about it. That's all of my requirements. So he was like, why don't you build like a little tiny PC and you can get like a Ryzen processor with integrated graphics. And I'm like, that sounds good. Not realizing that like for most like big games, I need an actual graphics card. So I just really didn't think that through when I was building it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of, I mean, I have a PS4, I suppose, but it's in my brother's room and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like, I don't have access to it all the time. So yeah, it's kind of, it's not the most ideal situation for streaming. And I was going to also buy a bigger SSD because at the moment I've got one that's 128 gig and I store all my files on like a terabyte external hard drive, which works fine. I mean, it works, but it's not ideal for, you know, to run big programs. But I spent my budget for podcasting stuff / upgrading my setup on a new audio interface. So I've spent all my money now.
Nice. What'd you get?
I have got it's called a Solid State Logic 2. It was like £180. Okay. So it's quite a lot. So yeah, I can't buy anything for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's fine. That's where I'm at with.
It's always like a slow build up to like get all the pieces you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lucked out. We only had to buy a graphics card to get up and going because my older brother had like a home studio that he recorded in.
Oh, nice.
And so he spent a ton of money like buying mics and audio interfaces and all of that. So like when he moved, he just left me all the stuff. And so I had a very like small upstart cost. And I still use the same mic that he used to use. It's a AT2020, which is pretty basic.
Sweet.
But yeah, I can't imagine like, especially like wanting to get started in content creation, like it's such a huge investment to get like quality capture cards and mics and a computer that can edit and run everything.
I mean, I only do like 10 hours a week. Like I work part-time, so I just, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't even know if you're going to make back that money. Like so many people do YouTube and you don't know if you're going to actually make back what you spend on it.
Exactly.
And so it's,
yeah,
it's tough.
I mean, I could have just been like, you know what? I'm going to start podcasting. I'm not going to spend any money. I'm just going to like use a USB mic or whatever. But I'm like, I feel like if I invest to begin with, then I only have to spend the money once. Like I can just gradually upgrade rather than like buying something that's pretty much crap and I have to upgrade it like as soon as I possibly can type thing. I'm like, I can have like an okay setup and have it for a longer period of time than like make do with something that's terrible.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So I don't know. But all right, I guess that's it.
Do you not want to do this quick fire round?
Oh yeah. Shall we do that?
Is that okay? I know I told you I didn't have time, but I was looking through, I was like, I want to answer these questions.
Okay, 100%. Yeah, let's do the quick fire round. So this is like totally a ripoff of what what happened in the incident report, but I'm like, you know what? It's going to be fun. All right. So on the first one, so you mentioned that your favorite game is Kingdom Hearts 3 on the incident report. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what is your least favorite Kingdom Hearts game?
Probably Dream Drop Distance or Chain of Memories.
Cool.
So I know that's like, that might be like a dagger in some people's heart.
Oh, it was fine.
and that's like, that's like, I don't hate them. That's just like my least, like the one I would not choose.
Yeah, that's,
but I still like enjoy it.
That's fair. You're allowed to enjoy it.
I think if I actually gave Dream Drop Distance a try, same with Chain of Memories, like if I just sat down and actually played the game for like the mechanics that I had, I'd probably have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done that yet.
That's completely fair.
Because like I never play with the animals, like the Dream Eaters.
Oh yeah.
And that's like how you get all of your actual like abilities and commands.
Uh-huh.
So like I've never done that. So I always just have like base abilities and commands going through the whole game. So
yeah,
it's my own fault.
I've never finished it. I started it and was like, I don't know. Maybe I'll get around to it. I've got so many things to play. Ugh, my life. So yeah. The next question was, what is your favorite Kingdom Hearts Disney World?
Disney World.
Yes.
Maybe Halloween Town.
Oh.
I was never allowed to like watch that growing up. And so like playing Kingdom Hearts, I was like, oh, I actually get to experience this world.
I mean, I don't think I was at that age. I'd never seen Nightmare Before Christmas when I played it to begin with.
Yeah, me neither.
I think we all might be in the same boat here.
But now it's like me and my sister watch it every year.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
I've never watched it. I need to.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's all like claymation, right? Or stop motion?
Yeah, it's claymation, stop motion, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's great. What about your favorite original Kingdom Hearts world?
Probably Daybreak Town. I love that world.
Oh, it's great. It's so nice.
Like, I love the clock tower in the background and like the cobblestone. Like, it's so cool.
So pretty. I'm waiting for it to be in a 3D game.
Yeah, right? I need it.
Yeah, and you can actually like run around and do things rather than just like cutscene happens here.
Yeah.
For real. What's your favorite Kingdom Hearts outfit or like character design?
KH3 Sora, probably, I think.
Oh.
I really like that design. It's a good very one. Clean,
yeah.
Very simple.
I really like how Sora, Riku, and Kairi, they're all like matching outfits. So cute. Yeah. Awesome. What's the most frustrating Kingdom Hearts boss battle for you?
I hate Zigbar with like a passion. I do not like his boss fights. Anytime I see him, I'm so sad.
Is it all the Zigbars or just one particular
all
game?
Of them. It's all of them. I hate them. Like Kingdom Hearts 2, Birth by Sleep, Cage 3 Data Battle. Like, just, I can't deal with him. I know you just block, but I can't do that. So I just die.
I'm terrible at blocking too.
Me too. I like forget that it's a thing because like early on in the games you just don't need to most of the time. So it's like, oh, I actually have to block now. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a casual player, you just have to mash X and it's so nice.
Yeah. That's me.
That's all I do.
I really need to get good at playing games. Like that's my thing. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible gamer. It's fine. What's your favorite Kingdom Hearts boss battle?
Maybe like Yzora or Xion.
Ooh.
Probably those two. Those are really fun.
Amazing. I have not beaten either of those, but you know, it's cool. And I love watching people play, like, being Yzora. I'm like, how do they do this?
Hours.
Yeah.
So many hours.
too long. If you could collab with any creator ever, like, who would it be? Like, not necessarily, like, a Kingdom Hearts person, just, like, anybody.
Super Butterbuns.
Oh, she's
like, so inspiring.
She's great.
Like, she's a great creator.
Yeah. I really enjoy
that
her.
That would be, like, top, like, that's the end goal. If I do that, I can die happy.
Incredible. I mean, she was in Cherothy for Chowry, right? So...
Yeah. That was crazy. I like went on a limb and I was like, hey, I know you don't know me, but can you do this thing on this charity stream? Yeah, they were down. It was cool.
That was awesome. Maybe it'll happen.
Maybe one day.
Awesome. And then my last question for you is, what's like a bizarre headcanon theory that you wish was real, but it's totally not real?
Okay. People are going to hate me for this. I actually really like the idea of Sora being the Master of Masters. I don't think it's going to happen. I want it to happen. I don't know if it'll actually happen. But I just like love the idea that Sora like becomes this jaded, like, I don't know, evil person trying to get back to his friends. That he just like dooms the entire world.
Wild. It's like a Last Jedi thing. I don't know how I feel about it.
Is it the new Star Wars movie?
Yes.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh, that's okay. no, I like that movie. Most people don't.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. No, interesting.
I feel like all the new Star Wars movies that were coming out, like, you either like hated them or loved them. And there was like so much discourse around that.
So I'm really weird in that I liked all three of them individually. But as a trilogy, it sucks.
Oh, really?
But I don't mind any of the films. Like, I think they're all okay. Together, they don't make any sense. But yeah, I do think the Sora being the Master of Masters, that would be like a crazy thing if they did that. And I don't know if I would enjoy it. But I think it could be really interesting. I feel like I hate the idea of it, but I feel like if it actually happened, I would probably be down. So I don't know. But yeah, that's it. That is all of the questions. Thank you so much, Mayo, for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is fun.
Feel free anytime, you can let me know. But yeah, tell everybody how they can find you.
So if you just search Byroxis, I think, and Twitter, I kind of have an Instagram, I don't use it, but Twitter is where I'm usually active, or YouTube or Twitch. That's the places I'm active.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we are at Kingdom Minds Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and we are also Kingdom Minds Podcast on Facebook. Feel free to reach out to us, ask us any questions. We're also on Patreon, and the link to that is in the show notes. If you want to support us as well, you can get access to our Discord server and fun stuff like that. The link to that is patreon.com/KingdomMindsPod. So take care and thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.